The Lions' night in Oakland ended with a loss, but it was highlighted by a strong performance by the first-team offense. Despite the ending score, there were some positive takeaways for the team.
The starting defense set the tone early with an interception by James Ahidobo. The offense capitalized on the opportunity and turned it into a touchdown just two plays later with a pass from Matthew Stafford to a wide-open Golden Tate. Stafford and the starting offense played three series and had two touchdowns. The second came with an impressive catch by Chris Durham in traffic.
You know, that's what we're looking for this time of year. Obviously, we did some things that were positive on the offensive and defensive side of the ball early, and but we'll always have things to work on, things that we'll like to have back and do a little bit better next time. It was a good opponent we played, and it was a positive step in the right direction.
The first half was one where I thought our units played well, particularly our first units. I think our defense started out well. I think our offense started out well also. Matthew had a couple scoring drives there. I think he was 8 for 9 or something of that nature, but had a 149 rating. So, I really felt good about what he was able to get accomplished. We still need to keep working on our running game to shore that up a little bit. But the first half was pretty solid.
With Calvin Johnson still resting, the rest of the receivers had the chance to show their stuff, and the competition is still wide open.
You know, I think this is the, deepest group of receivers we've had since I've been here. This is the best competition going on in practice and in preseason that I've seen in a while here, and that's a good thing for us. I think, everybody in that room, in the receiver room, they're all friends, they're all pulling for each other, just trying to make this team as good as we can possibly be. I'm confident in our coaches and the guys upstairs to make the right decisions at the appropriate times. But, right now I'm having a bunch of fun throwing to all of them and watching them all play.
Oh, it's fun. You know what I mean? Once you get a great group of guys that love football, that love to compete, you couldn't ask for a better situation to be in. Coaches did a good job getting guys in the gym, did a wonderful job getting great playmakers, not just at the receiving position, but everywhere. So guys are competing to make the team.
Coach Caldwell says they'll be looking at tape, not standout plays or scores, to tell where to go from here.
You're never as good as you think you are when you win. You're never as bad as you think you are when you lose. I mean, we had quite a few, fairly sizable plays, but we have to look at the whole body of work. Those are just the things that jump out at you. But there's a lot of dirt to be moved that you got to look at and see how they did when things were tough down in the trenches and blocking on the edges and things of that nature. So that all comes into play.
For DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.